Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another H2H High Lie recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we have a great recap for you all. And Mr. Ray Haluska, Rockin' Ray, is back with us today to give us the Fantasy High Lie and Pelota payout results. And we'll have that for you a little bit later here. And today's show is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, and being sponsored by BetRivers.com, FantasyHighLie.com, WatchHighLie.com, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And I'll have the scores and a whole lot more for you when we return. But first, let's listen in on the rules of H2H High Lie.
High Lie H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy High Lie check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's High Lie head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy High Lie. They're logging on to FantasyHighLie.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighLie.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more High Lie traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HighLie.com. Live the high life and watch HighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Lie. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Lie. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLie.com. Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
And welcome back here for the second segment of the H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we have the scores for Sunday, June 19th, doubles action. Monday, June 20th, singles action. And Tuesday, June 21st, singles action. And for the Sunday double scores, we had 7 matches that were played. And for the first match, we have Robin and Julin versus Correa and Manny. Robin and Julin pull off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Joseph and Manu versus Hyro and Ben. Hyro and Ben take the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the third match, we have CRB and Douglas versus Inaki and Rock. Inaki and Rock take the win in split sets, 6-1 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Carballo and Kubala versus Flores and Aratz. Carballo and Kubala take the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Diaz and Gauthieri versus Joseph and Manu, and that fifth match was actually forfeited by Joseph and Manu, so Diaz and Gauthieri take the win. In the sixth match, we have Jedin and Nicholas versus Robin and Julin. Robin and Julin take the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-4. In the seventh match, we have Inaki and Rock versus Bueno and Benny. Inaki and Rock took the win, 6-2 and 6-4. In straight sets. And for the highlights for Sunday, June 19th, we have Inaki and Rock, and they both won both of their matches for the day. And for Monday, June 20th, we have singles action that started up. We have in the 7 matches that were played. In the first match, we have Benny versus Aratz. Aratz took the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Hyro and Manny. Hyro versus Manny. Hyro took the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Inaki and versus Manu. Inaki took the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Aratz versus Hyro. Hyro took the win in straight set, 6-1 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Gauthieri versus Inaki. Gocheri took the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-5. In the sixth match, we have Carballo versus Douglas. Carballo took the win in split sets, 6-4 and 6-5. And in the seventh and final match of the day, we have Julin versus Nicholas. Nicholas took the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2. And on the day, the highlight of the day, Jairo wins both of his singles matches for the day. And for the final set of matches, singles matches on Tuesday, June 21st, we have seven matches that were played. In the first match, we have Jedin versus Correa. Jedin took the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Ben versus Carballo. Carballo took the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-0. In the third match, we have Ron Ron versus Bueno. Ron Ron took the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Correa versus Kubala. And Correa actually wins the fourth match by forfeit. In the fifth match, we have Carballo versus Jedin. Carballo took the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the sixth match, we have Bueno versus Ben. Bueno took the match 6-3 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Ikeda and Ron Ron versus Ron Ron. Ikeda took the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-3. And for the highlight of the day, Carballo takes both of his singles matches wins for Tuesday, June 21st. And the standings for H2H for Group 1, we have Gocheri in first place with 11 wins and no losses. Nicholas is in second place with 6 wins and 2 losses. In third place, we have Inaki. He has 7 wins and 4 losses. In the Group 2 standings, we have Ikeda. He is in first place with 12 wins and no losses. Ron Ron is in second place with 12 wins and 2 losses. Carballo is in third place with 10 wins and 4 losses. And for doubles, in first place we have Robin and Julin. They have 7 wins and 2 losses. In second place we have Carballo, the Duke, and Kobala. They have 7 wins and 3 losses. In third place we have CRB and Douglas with 6 wins and 4 losses. And that will do it for the H2H recap scores. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Rockin' Ray Haluska. And he has the Pelota results and Fantasy Highlight results for us.
Thank you, Garland. And just a reminder on H2H, the singles matches were completed for this round. So those top two finishers were the ones that shared the prize money in both Group 1 and Group 2. For the rest of the way, it's going to be doubles for the next few weeks on all 3 days. So that should be exciting and maybe some long days as some of those matches can really stretch out. Okay, let's get to the big winners in the Pelota games. And by big winners, I mean the bettors who had some really successful times. Full results available at MagicCityHighlight.com. And first we'll start with Sunday, June 19th. The excitement started first game as Jed and El Barba and Cool Fitness finished 1-2-3 as from the 5-6-2 post. Quinella 5-6 paid 145, exact a 363 in the trifecta, $1,090.20. Third game singles. Ben Aratz and Spinner, 1-6-3. Quinella, 1-6, 41-60. Exacta, $79. Trifecta, 1-6-3, 582-60. Fourth game, early pick 3, 2-1-2, $323.80. Jumping down to the fifth game, Quinella, 2-6, paid 45. Exacta, $79.60. Sixth game, singles, Aratz's win paid $21.60. We usually don't mention the win play show bets on here, but that was significantly higher than the usual single-digit payout. Quinella 5-8 was 76-20. Exacta 163. Seventh game, doubles. 415 with Anoki, Tennessee leading the way. Exacta was $89. Trifecta 415, $502. And the high five jackpot, best anyone could do was 3 out of 5. Winning numbers are 1, 2, 2, 8, 4. And paying $28.40 for the a few people that have that combination.
Wow.
Eighth game, Douglas led the way with a victory that paid $36.60 for anyone who was brave enough to bet on him to win that game. Quinella was $44.80. Exacta 8-6, 109.20. The late pick three, person got all three right, 8-4-8, and the payout was 778.40. And the Mighty Ocho, 4 of 8, lots of that's a tough bet. People don't usually nail them all, but 5-2-1-2-2-8-4-8. Payout was only 370 because there were a lot of people that got 4 out of 8 right. And then that moves us over to Monday. First game, Cabala, CRB, and Tennessee from the 7-5-4 post. Quinella, 5-7, paid $48.20. Exacta, $100.60. And another nice trifecta win to start off the day for those bettors. $581.40. Once again, that was a 7-5-4. The second game, early daily double, 7-1, paid $54.40. Fourth game, Nicholas, Bueno, and Ben from the 1-4-8 post. Exacta paid $81.80. Trifecta paid $514.40. Early pick three, 1-2-1, $162.40. They do that on the second, picking the winners of the second, third, and fourth games for the early pick three. Fifth game, doubles. Exacta 2-8, paid $90.60. That was Anoki in Tennessee and CRB in Douglas, taking the top slot in that game. Seventh game, the second doubles game of Monday. Exacta 2-6, paid $86.80. High five jackpot. One person had 5 of 5.
Wow.
Winning numbers in the five games leading up that were 2-1, 2-7, and 2. And they collected a $2,000 prize. Good for them.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Do you have the winners or the weekly winner for Fantasy Highlight?
Yeah, that's coming up later.
Okay.
yeah, we got the eighth game on Monday. Okay. It wasn't me. Anyway, I don't know that it was you either, but unless you change names. But eighth game, Anaki, Carballo, and Nicholas, 3-1-2 from the post positions. $530 for the and 60 cents for the trifecta. Late pick three, 7-2-3, paid $524.80. And the Mighty Ocho, 5 of 8, 7-1-2, 1-2, 7-2-3, paid $15.80. If anyone gets 5 of 5, that's a $5,000 prize if they're the only person that that lucky. And they haven't paid that out in a while that I can recall.
Okay.
Tuesday, June 21st. After excitement the first 2 days, it took a while for things to get going. Game 4, early pick 3, 8-4-2, paid $549.80. Game 7, high 5, 4-2-2-6-6. People with 4 out of 5, $132.90. And then it gets us to game 8. The trifecta with Benny, Manu, and Anaki, 184, paid $609.80. Even better with the late pick 3, 6-6-1, paid $865.60.
Wow.
Just another one of Mighty Ocho. And the Mighty Ocho was 2-8-4-2-2-6-6-1, four of eight, paid $17.40. Over at FantasyHighlight.com, two players, PCast and Kixquitos, Tic Tacs, picked 18 correctly and was split $100. Season-long standing, see Ima Sarages as the first player to top 200 with 202 correct picks since the beginning of the season. And he enjoys a 7-point lead, which just keeps getting bigger and bigger each week. Yeah. Over the wall at 195. And then there's a few others in the low 190s that we're going to have to do some really good guessing to catch up. all we have for today. And get your picks in on by 5 p.m. Sunday for next week's Fantasy Highlight at FantasyHighlight.com. There are some injuries, so you might want to wait to see who the scratches are in the Pelota games before deciding who to bet on in the who to select, not bet, select, because that's free of charge for the H2H fantasy picks. And as I said before, those are going to be all doubles this week, this coming week. Okay. So with Anoki and Rope, they've been doing a pretty good job as the substitute team. I've been kind of leaning towards picking them quite often, but we'll see what else happens. And it's going to get, I was taking a look at it the other day, and it's, you know, dizzying how many of these matches are going to be seeing over that 3-day period. So yeah. Good luck to everybody out there. And remember, if you're, you can check to see if betting is available in your area in Pelota games at BetRivers.com or Watch and Wager. In my state, Pennsylvania, BetRivers.com only honors the H2H games. But you know, it's fun to put a little bit into it. And if you know as much as you think you know, you should at least break even over time. That's about what I am, even. But that's all we have for today, Garland. And I'll send it back to you.
All right. Well, thank you. Definitely appreciate you coming on this today to give this recap. And yeah, the Fantasy Highlight results, PCast looks like he's winning every week. So it's getting exciting. And I definitely appreciate you coming on to give a report and update. Yeah. And that's all we have today for the H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with the Rockin' Ray Haluska here. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.